Well, I think overall, I think they're playing with a lot of confidence. They're 2-2. I think they do a great job overall in the run game. I don't know where they are ranked. I think they might be number one in the NFL. They run the ball extremely well. That's kind of like their staple. You know, that's their personality, I'd like to say it. And they're doing a great job with it. And then the quarterback's doing a great job. It's a lot of quick passing game. He will go downtown on you, bootleg screens. They've been a very effective offense.
Both of the running backs, do they complement each other, the Jones kid and the Morris?
Yeah, but both the running backs are very similar in style. You know, really strong, powerful runners. We've been very impressed with them because they run with their pad level down. They get extra yardage after the hit, so we're going to have to do a great job of tackling them. They're both complementing each other really, really well, even though the young kid Jones might be a hair faster. But they run the same runs, same style of runs, and they've been doing a great job where it starts up front.
Can you talk about how Alfred has come along with his technique?
Alfred?
Yeah, Robert.
Give me what number again?
Who?
Robert. Okay, good. Robert's done a great job. If you look at last week, I think he had 3 pass breakups, really effective, you know what I mean? And everything's just been challenged. And when you look at it, before last week, a lot of balls were going to his side downtown, you know what I mean? And he did a nice job challenging the throws. We call them 50-50s. And then last week, I think True had a couple on him, which we did a great job. But overall, his progress has been very well, you know. A year ago, he had several penalties in the pass coverage aspect. He hasn't had that. We've been really pleased with him. He's coming along really well. The secondary coaches have done a great job with him.
Nothing surprises you about Trufant?
No, Trufant, you know, we call him Sticky Man. He can cover. We love his personality. We love his play. And right now it's nice to have 2 corners that are playing pretty similar. You know, they both have great personalities in terms of they have toughness where they can handle the run game for you and they can cover.
Through 4 games, how do you feel you guys are getting numbers to the football, but also to getting them down to the ground?
Well, you know, like a few weeks ago, we weren't pleased with our tackling. Last week, we did have 8 missed tackles, but they weren't for really explosive runs or passes after the catch. So our tackling, we talk about it every single day. Raheem does a great job presenting in the team meetings and working on it, and I think we're doing a great job with that part. We were real fortunate last week to be able to get the ball out, which that's what we're striving for week in and week out. And like I said, we've stressed it very, very heavily, and it's nice to see it come to life.
Nate Stupar is a guy who's got a lot of value on special teams. It seems like he's been getting more snaps on defense as well. What do you think he's done that's kind of given those opportunities?
Well, I think what's happening is it's like any backup player. You know, if you're a backup player, you've got to be great on special teams. Got to be a core guy on all 4 of them. He's done a really nice job in that aspect. And then when your time is called, you got to be ready to go. And he did. He came in and played during the preseason and all those kind of games. He was stacked behind the ball. We moved him in at Sam, was able to come in and play in spell there at that spot and did an outstanding job. This week also he'll be, you know, backing up and playing for some people that have been injured inside, and he can play all over the place. A very, very valuable player for us right now. Really has improved big time.
Coach, how did Therese do back there, free safety?
I thought he did really well. You know, we've always, all along, we've liked him athletically, like his demeanor. The game's not too big for him. And I was really, really happy for him. You know, he came in there, I think he had 7 tackles on the day, no mental mistakes. You know, he had the nice hit, you know, legal hit down when the ball was thrown down the field. He's got speed and range and athletic ability. I think he's only going to continue to get better and better the more he plays. But overall, we were really pleased with his play, his demeanor, everything about him.
And John McClain told me to ask you if you were thinking about bringing back the Army hat.
I'd rather not talk about that one. Thank you. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that one, no.